It's time for our musical critics roundtable, the portion of Air Check where we all pick a tune and tell you why we like it, why it's important to us. We've got a special guest in the studio with us today. Mr. Alex Koshak is going to be offering his favorite tune. So a little mix-up in the musical critics roundtable. Alex, having worked with local groups like the Flumps, Brufeau, Eros and the Eschaton, Charioteer, and more recently, you've been touring with Esme Patterson, and you ended up back at NPR Tiny Desk, hanging out with Bob Boylan.
Yes, that's right.
Is he a freak?
You know, he's a very sweet man, and
he's a freak.
He's the real deal. You've seen the Tiny Desk where it has all that stuff behind it, and he's got all these mementos from all kinds of different people. Like, he had a cookie that Daniel Johnston was eating, but then he fell asleep, so he didn't finish it. So that's sitting up there, and it says Daniel Johnston's cookie on it. And then he has this, like, cake that's in, like, a CD, like one of those CD holder things, but it's, like, really old. So, I mean, in that way, maybe he's a little bit of a freak. No, that's totally, that's sentimental value. That's, like, a memento that he'll never...
He didn't give you Joan Baez's half-eaten piece of cake or anything.
He did not. He gave us, actually, like, a couple bottles of water.
So it was a good experience?
It was great. And that building is amazing. The NPR building in Washington, D.C. was, like futuristic Tokyo... Blade Runner kind of stuff. It was great.
NPR headquarters. All right, so we're going to go around the table here. And Vicky, I think we'll start with you. Alex, we encourage you to offer your input on the songs that you hear during the musical roundtable discussion. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So, Vicky, what are you presenting to the musical roundtable discussion today?
Well, it was hard. There's a lot of new stuff right now that I had to ponder and look at and listen to. But Robin Hitchcock just released a new record. It's self-titled, and it's one that he started working on when he came from England back over the pond, across the pond, to East Nashville. So he's in Nashville, and he meets up with some pretty great people who want to work with him. And what struck me about this song is the intro. So this is Autumn Sunglasses, Robin Hitchcock, from his self-titled brand new release.
Venture to guess that those are real cellos and not some crappy synth replication.
I'm thinking, and I'm hoping it's cello, but I think it's real, whatever it was.
It sounded real to me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know anything about Robin Hitchcock. What else can you tell me?
Well,
is that like a glaring omission in my musical vocabulary?
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, it is, Jake.
And here's why. Because, so we're going back to like 1972 and Robin Hitchcock and the Soft Boys. And, you know, that started kind of a, you know, you can hear the Beatles in there and all the Birds really influenced them. And then they kind of went, you know, even a little pre-punk. Then he's Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians. And that was a whole different kind of exploration for him. And then Robin Hitchcock, just doing what he does because he's prolific. And then he made a group together, Venus 3, which features Peter Buck from REM. That's where Peter Buck ended up. And has had this renaissance of the last, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 years, of just making, you know, this part of his life, this autumn part of his life, those records. So you can follow him for 20, 30 years and that great voice.
Alex, your thoughts on the new Robin Hitchcock album?
I appreciated the intro, like you were saying.
Thanks, Alex. It was incredible.
It's like that drone, the cello drone, kind of spooky, and then busting into the groove and then comes backwards guitar weaving in there like a snake. It was great.
The production is really lovely.
The production is fantastic.
And the melody, I mean, this is just one of those, you know, beautifully written pop songs. And you never know your fate.
Thanks, Vicki. Good pick, Robin Hitchcock. Jake, on to you. What have you found for us to discover?
Well, I have found a song by an artist who really needs no help being discovered. He's probably one of the most famous pop musicians in the world right now. But nevertheless, I have no shame in choosing a song by him for this roundtable. The artist is Drake, and this song is called Passion Fruit off of his new album. Or I guess it's actually technically not an album, it's a playlist, but we can talk about that later. Song is Passion Fruit off of Drake's More Life.
Listen, seeing you got ritualistic, cleansing my soul of addiction for now, cause I'm falling apart. Tension between us just like picket fences. You got issues that I won't mention for now, cause we're falling apart. Passionate from miles away, passive with the things you say, passing up on my old ways. I can't blame you, no.
So it's all about the vibe, just smooth and mellow and kind of got a good groove there.
You know, I feel very sexy listening to that.
A different look has come over your face. You know, Jake,
it is very central.
Jeff,
very,
put your shirt back on. Yeah.
You know, Drake doesn't just own this, mm-hmm. that sound. He made this. This is his territory. I love that Blue Nile kind of, like the underneath to all of this is reminds me of all that cool kind of 80s kind of synth stuff, and he brings it into his Drake world, really.
Yeah, I'm wondering who made this beat. It's really great.
Drake has always kind of been known as a songwriter, but also as a curator, and as somebody who just sort of is about curating this left field kind of R&B and hip hop and drawing a lot on kind of global influences. And in here there's artists featured from the UK, Skepta, this sort of grime artist, people from around the world, and really again sort of drawing on all these different influences. And it's a sort of interesting evolution of the concept of an artist release in the digital age, this idea of, you know, I'm not giving you an album, I'm giving you a playlist, this collection of moods and sounds and snippets and things that inspire me.
Alex, this is a produced sound, and I don't, when I think of Alex Koshak, musician Alex Koshak, I don't think of a produced sound like this. Am I wrong? I mean, how does this suit you?
Well, I think our definitions of production are slightly different.
All right.
But I think I know what you mean, in that it's like shiny production.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very glossy. It's got the glossy finish. I prefer the matte finish. However, I did like that.
I thought that was great.
Yeah. Especially that beat. I mean, it was amazing. It was perfect. You know, when you hear something perfect like that, it's satisfying. To hear something
that's
perfectly put together like that.
All All right, so we've heard Vicky's choice, Robin Hitchcock, Jake's choice of Drake. Alex Kosak, what's your choice for the roundtable?
My choice is a song called No Big Bang by a band from Washington, D.C. called Priests. D.C. punk rock, fierce, and I don't know. I don't like this word, but it's relevant. It's like they live in D.C. Their album came out right after Trump got elected. The album is called Nothing Feels Natural. It's just got all these themes of dissonance in the massive culture of America and thinking deeply about where we are and how we got here. And
all right, let's have a listen.
Awesome.
Yeah, I didn't know about these guys. I was on tour and I had played in San Francisco and I was visiting a friend. I had a day off the day after that. And then he was like, I'm going to the show later. Do you want to come? And I was like, oh man, I'm at shows like every night. Like, I don't know. Are they good? And he was like, yeah, I think they're pretty good. You should come check it out. And so I went with him and it was amazing. The whole night was amazing. It was all like feminist punk rock bands, and these guys headlined and they blew me away. I was really impressed, just the energy that they have. You can hear the record and you know that's like a little snippet, that's like a light dose, but when you see these people making this music, it's like we were talking about, it's like the difference in production, like this is like this is raw, this
it's pretty
is
raw, yeah.
Yeah, it's something to behold.
Instantly, I thought of Sonic Youth a little bit.
Yeah. Bull in the Heather kind of feel. I also think it reminds me of that Velvet Underground song, Murder Mystery, where the vocals are just sort of like attacking you. And there's actually two different vocals going on, like saying all these words at the same time. And it's cool. It's interesting to hear a song that works like that, because all the pieces have to be very, very carefully chosen. You know, like that bass line is just doing the same thing the whole time until the bridge. And it's just one note.
Name of the band again?
Band is called Priests.
Priests.
Yeah.
Make all of me as if it never happened in the first place. No birds. No birds. No big bang. No big bang. No big bang. No big bang.
Alex Kosak, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Alex Kosak is a multi-talented, multi-instrumentalist from Colorado Springs. He plays with a number of local bands, and he recently wrapped up a national tour with Esme Patterson. You can see Alex performing with Esme in NPR's Tiny Desk series on our website, krcc.org.